Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 EastDoc platform in Prague, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Vania Kalujercic, a festival programmer, project market manager, lots of things so worth talking about. And you did an open lecture, which we'll talk about a little later on. But yeah, while I was kind of like writing down my notes, which is really just for reference for the introduction, I was wondering what project market manager means.
Well, that's indeed, my career was a little bit split between these two activities, either programming or organizing co-production markets. That we mean by project market, we mainly refer to that. That job I mainly did in France. Now I don't live there anymore, but while during my roughly 9 years while I was in Paris, I was in charge of two project markets or industry events. There were various ways how we call those professional activities, but mainly they boiled down to selection and presentation of feature film projects in development. They are seeking partners for international co-production, international sales, festival, possibly if they're already in a latter stage, in a bit more advanced stage of being a work in progress and so on. So that was to a large degree my job up until recently. But now I actually live in the Netherlands and I full-time work for International Film Festival Rotterdam.
Oh, yes. Which I was just at and we covered.
Yes. So maybe you have noticed a new program emerging at Rotterdam Film Festival dedicated to talks and masterclasses. And that goes under my wing. But I'm also, of course, working a lot with the industry because of the background I have, consulting with cinema, selecting projects together with my fellow colleagues. So it's a little bit split again because I'm whole year round in Rotterdam, half of the year dedicated to the professional events, research and development, planning the coming edition, and then, of course, pinpointing masters for the masterclasses, big talks, and so on and so forth.
So how early do you have to get started for next year's edition?
We already did. It's a big machine, huh? You've been to Rotterdam, so you can imagine that.
It's pretty intense.
Yes, it's a big festival, lot of films, but it's a lot of fun. I must say, having a position, a year-round position within a film festival is a very rare opportunity. So everybody who is there, or most of the time, large part of the year spending with one festival, is hugely beneficial because you can grow with it, you can structure things differently, and so we were lucky. Yeah.
But so it was a great addition, so congratulations. But you also worked for other festivals before Rotterdam.
Yes, of course. I've worked a large part of, I think almost 9 years as a programmer. I worked for Sarajevo Film Festival. I'm Croatian. So region, let's say the Balkan region or former Yugoslavia region is the one that I knew best at the time. And this is how I started. And that was the festival that enabled me and given me the opportunity to understand a little bit how international landscape works, both in the industry or film festivals and so on. But I must add that Rotterdam was my first big international film festival back in 2001, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Where I went for the first time driving with my fellow friends from Slovenia, like 14 hours or 15 to go and see movies. Yeah. Driving all night. I remember we drove all night, slept a little bit in the car, and then went to Takeshi Kitano at 9 in the morning or something like that.
See, that's interesting because, you know, you're, as a programmer, you I'm not surprised because I always thought that Rotterdam especially was a cinephiles festival.
It's a very formative festival. It taught me almost everything, you know, in terms of, it was instrumental for my personal developing my first taste and seeing what freedom in cinema and filmmaking can be. In that regard, in the same day, I remember one year, the same day I saw Drawing Restraint 9 by Matthew Barney, followed by Princess Raccoon from Seijun Suzuki, things like, you know.
It's great. Yeah. Let's face it. Yeah. That's it. Actually, here's another thing that I didn't plan, but being a festival programmer, it's interesting to talk about these things. Obviously, up to a certain point, cinema was where people went to see movies. Now people can see them everywhere, but I think that festivals remain the place where the way people watched movies, maybe in the 60s especially, you know, Paris, we always read about that. That's where it moved to. I mean, it's very fascinating to think about. I mean, do you agree that the traditional film community and the ritual of going to movies lives on in film festivals.
I completely agree with that. I think that the passion that can be revealed, the heated discussions and debates, and also the excitement that can be generated out of so much program intensity and hopefully, of course, fundamentally what is the most important thing, good selections.
Yeah.
And making discoveries, it's one of the best outcomes we can have by attending a film festival. Yeah.
Because we can talk about how important it is for films to go to festivals, but on the other hand, it's very interesting as well, or important, to connect these films, especially in the premieres, with the right audiences. So I presume that you kind of mentioned this maybe in your talk, or like maybe meeting people here in Prague.
What we have been discussing today during the talk about how to premiere, where to premiere, how to make a choice, because of course there is a obvious list of A festivals, top B festivals that you would like to present your film at. But it's also about, this is number one, but secondly, before even deciding where you're going to send your film, think about the editorial lines that fit your universe. Attend film festival. If you can, of course, go to see as many film festivals as you can. Participate in the program, see how they're organizing their events, but most of all, spend time in the cinema. There was Rotterdam, but there were like Oberhausen. It's a festival I'm not programming shorts anymore, but Oberhausen remains a festival that I try to attend almost religiously because it's such a great source, a way of really focusing on art, experimental cinema, short, you know, all different forms of short films that can, to me, reveal so much new talent that is coming and incredible artists work around short film formats that are already very senior and established, of course. But coming back to the point of the talk, indeed, it's also about doing a homework and, you know, thinking about what could be a home for your film. Being discovered by one of those bigger film festivals or like Locarno, like Rotterdam, like Cannes, and, Berlin, Fid Marseille, Cinéma du Réel, Vision du Réel. There are plenty of festivals that are either exclusively dedicated to the documentary film or blending art, experimental, fiction, documentary, all forms of cinema, which we can champion and call cinema, can be your home, and they will nurture you as well, especially if you start with those festivals. And here, for instance, we are mainly talking to filmmakers that are now making their first feature, documentary, and so on.
Exactly.
And it's really, that's why I think finding inspirations in a festival, in a 3 or 4 festival that you would like to be, you know, to become your new home, where you can nurture yourself as a filmmaker, finding your audience, but most of all peers and fellow professionals that are most likely, you know, going to continue being part of your inner or outer circle while you're going through your career. It's really important. Yeah.
Well, exactly. There you go. That's one thing. So a lot of these, the people that I suppose would be here in Prague right now for the platform are people that are looking to make their first feature, even their first short film.
Yeah.
So this is a question that I get asked as well. What do you think are the best kind of festivals for newbies, for people who are, you know, making their first work?
Again, back to the point from before, it has to be a festival that corresponds in its editorial line to what you're making as a film. Regardless of if it's a documentary or a fiction or experimental, what fits best what I'm doing and what is the circle of sort of professionals and audience where I would like to demonstrate and sort of grow or show my first work at. I think both international and national festivals, because almost in any country you have really fantastic film festivals taking place. Here, you know, premiering in Karlovy Vary can be a great jumping point, you know, start for your career and for your film, because a huge number of international filmmakers, not only filmmakers, that too, but international professionals, programmers are coming to look, you know, for new talent. So you can get equally well discovered in a national or a bit more remote, let's say, not on top of the list film festival as with a major one and vice versa. Being at a big festival does not necessarily mean an automatic stamp of my work is done, you know, and the fame will just follow, or a recognition, and that the promotion will automatically be, you know, boosted. Of course, it's a huge highlight, and it can be incredibly beneficial. But in a film, you know, if it's a film, it can also backfire because you get overloaded. The attendees of big festivals sometimes get so focused on major, you know, filmmakers, yeah, very established film, heavyweights, let's put it like this, that sometimes there's just not enough space for newcomers. So, you have to always wait very, very well. Ask fellow filmmakers that you know that have been attending bigger festivals or had a similar path or experience, and seek advice from more experienced fellows. Mm. It's also very useful if you're a little bit on your own. But for short films as well, as I said, for me, Oberhausen remains one of the most interesting, but that I'm saying from the personal, very personal point of view, because it's unconventional filmmaking in short film form especially that I'm very, very curious about, especially when you're blending, as I said, arts, visual arts with cinema and documentary and so on. And they're doing an incredible job with it and with retrospectives as well. So it's a good way for me to really discover somebody or a theme or a program that I knew very little of, because they're very good in doing research, and thorough research as well.
Yeah. There's some very good stuff here at One World Human Rights Film Festival that will be starting tonight at the time of recording.
With the cleaners.
I know we're running out of time, but another thing I guess that people should consider in picking like the first film, the place to have the perfect premiere, is that there's such a thing as world premiere, international premiere. And so that's another thing that you should...
It's very important because we really want to have that as film festivals. I think if we could, in a way, get rid a little bit of this exclusivity, that it's also pushing a bit too far decision-making, how you're going to... And competition and rivalry between the festivals, it creates almost an unhealthy, or without almost, it's an unhealthy sort of... tension.
Competitive.
But, yeah, the competitiveness, and also hard, rash decision-making as well. But indeed, you have to pay attention not to have a national premiere if you're aiming to world premiere at a film festival, because Venice or Berlin, main competition in Berlin or Cannes, they're not going to take your film if it has been already screened before in your respective, even in your own country, whereas for the other festivals, more or less, it's okay. In Rotterdam, but you mentioned one thing about which I would like to come back to, which is, as a first-time filmmaker, whether it's a short or a feature, where should I go? If you aim for the programs as well that are championing first-time filmmakers and the competition with, there are quite a few. One of them, also Semaine de la Critique, in Critics Week in Cannes, they are only screening first and second-time filmmakers. Yeah. And the way how they can expose your film, well, it's only 8 films, so it's not that the chances are incredibly high. But the way how you can get exposed there as a first-time filmmaker, maybe it's better than to be in any other of those selections, you see, in Cannes. Whereas in Rotterdam, for instance, the competition is only first and second, the first, second, and the third film, and so on and so forth. There are many film festivals that have sections and strands dedicated to first-time filmmakers. And if there are those programs are competitive, it can be very, you get better chances of getting exposure, which you have to also look for.
You have to put some thought into it.
Because
it is important,
homework.
Right?
It's a lot of homework. Yeah.
So as a final question, what do you think the atmosphere has been like here in Prague for this at the eStock platform? And after your talk, maybe, was there a lot of engagement? Was there a lot of people trying to ask you questions?
It's my first time here, and I'm very happy I attended because the atmosphere is fantastic. We spend a lot of time. It's informal and yet very well organized. The group of professionals gathered at this point around the project is not too big, meaning that we can get enough time to spend with almost each project individually or in a smaller group and gathering, giving feedback and discussing about the project and trying to give advice or opinion on something that, well, it's your field of expertise or you have experience that can be helpful. So I'm really enjoying it. And after the talk, I have discussed with quite a number of projects, because it's a lot of information, of course.
Yeah.
And there is no one way. It's really case by case. And there are so many possibilities, how to premiere, where to premiere, what film. sales, promotion, yeah. It's an endless, I mean, we couldn't speak for a week about it and still maybe not have, you know, great answers. So it is a complex sort of topic to address. So it takes time. Luckily, all these projects are still in process of making, so they have enough time to contemplate and think and perhaps seek advice from, you know, experienced fellow professionals about it, which is a great, which is a point of this type of events, you know, giving heads up about so many things that at least you're alert and aware about, you know, every future stage that your film is going to encounter. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.